You're listening to SBS News.
As tensions between the world's two major powers continue to rise, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison finds himself caught in a diplomatic balancing act. In a major speech, he called on China and the US to find common ground for the sake of the global economy.
Trade tensions have escalated. The collateral damage is spreading. The global trading system is under real pressure.
The PM is wading into the trade war, backing US concerns regarding China's trade practices, while also urging China to take greater responsibility.
The United States has demonstrated an understanding that the responsibilities of great power are exercised in their restraint.
The Chinese ambassador to Australia, Cheng Jingyi, was speaking to Australian business leaders in Canberra, where he acknowledged the global concerns.
The trade tensions between China and the US is of great concern to the international community. The willful imposition of additional tariffs by the US goes against the WTO rules. It harms others and is of no benefit to itself. There is no winner in the trade war. China doesn't want a trade war.
Highlighting China's preference for talks and bilateral cooperation, he also gave this dire warning.
As we have made it clear, China is open to negotiations, but will also fight to the end if needed.
While Scott Morrison will meet Donald Trump for the second consecutive G20 summit, his first official meeting with China's president is yet to be confirmed. After being denied talks with a Chinese leader at last year's summit, Scott Morrison will be eager to secure a one-on-one. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham highlights the importance of the Australia-China relationship for both nations.
China is Australia's largest two-way trading partner by a big margin, and we expect it to remain so well into the foreseeable future.
Chinese President Xi Jinping and US President Donald Trump are due to meet for talks on Saturday, providing some hope of progress at this year's G20 Leaders Summit. But after a year of impasse, finding a compromise may be a difficult task. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.